I want to read to you just a few verses from Matthew chapter 8, and I'm sure this is a story you're very familiar with, but before we do that, I invite you to just bow your heads in prayer as we ask God to speak to us today through his word. Lord our God, we do praise you because you bless us in so many ways, and we want to bless you in return. It is when we sit here and look at your creation, the beauty of nature, that we truly feel your presence and acknowledge your spirit. And we thank you for this opportunity to come together as people of God, as your family, your children. And Lord, we come from many different places, and we all have many different things going on in our lives. And sometimes we don't really understand why things happen the way they do. But I do believe that you have brought all of us, every single one here today, to this place for a reason. And my prayer is that your spirit will just open our hearts to be open for that reason, and that you would speak to us today through your word and lift us up with your message. I pray that if there's anything that might be an obstacle in us being open and willing to receive your presence and your word today, that your spirit will take care of it now so that we can be here in expectation. And I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. So Matthew 8, verses 23 to 27, as we look out on the bay. And when Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A windstorm arose on the sea so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, you know, since the beginning of June, we've been officially in the hurricane season, right? And we've just had the first tropical storm of this year with the name of Elsa. And over the last decade or so, we have had some of the most devastating hurricanes in history: Sandy, Irma, Harvey, and on. Storms whose impact on the lives of people continue long after the clouds have parted and the winds died down. And they are predicting another really active season for this year. Now, the fishermen of Galilee didn't put names to the many storms that came streaming out of the Valley of the Doves on the western shore, but they did know that these storms were a real threat to their lives and their livelihoods. And they knew that whenever a squall blew up on the lake, it was a reminder that they were still subject to the forces of nature. And so here in our reading from Matthew, Jesus and his disciples find themselves on a boat being tossed around by an unexpected and violent storm. It says in verse 24, a windstorm arose on the sea so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves. A windstorm struck and waves started splashing into the boat, and it was about to sink. Now, I know some of you have boats. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of experience. And these hardened fishermen are filled with fear and panic and desperation. In the midst of all the chaos, Jesus was asleep. He was in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow, taking a nap. The disciples, meantime, were concerned and in a panic, and they went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing. Come on, Jesus, wake up. Don't you see that we are dying here?" And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" And then he got up and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. Jesus doesn't answer their question. Instead, he stands and he addresses the wind and the waves. And he tells them to be still, and they obey him. And there was a dead calm. And they were amazed. So maybe you're wondering, you know, how did he do that? How did he calm the storm? How did he turn a violent, raging sea into a placid pond of tranquility? And why didn't he explain what happened to the disciples? Give them some kind of lecture on his humanity and his divinity. The fact that even though he was in human form, he is still God. But rather than talk about this display of power, Jesus instead asks them a very simple question. Why are you afraid? You of little faith, why are you fearful? You have so little faith. And I'm sure the disciples were thinking something like, well, of course we're afraid. We're in a category 5 storm here. We almost died. And then you stand in the boat and raise your hands and the forces of nature obey you. So yes, we were afraid. I think Jesus wants to point something out to them. He wants them to see that in the middle of the storm, in the midst of their distress and fear, he was still in the boat with them. They woke Jesus up so that he could share in their panic. Jesus, on the other hand, wants them to have faith, not fear. And what he's saying is, always remember, I'm in the boat with you. I'm with you in the eye of the storm, and I will get you through the storm. I don't know exactly what's going on in your life. And I don't want to generalize, and maybe your life is perfect. I don't know. But I think that for most of us, our lives are filled with storms. The storms of life hit us too, often with great fury. We have to face many strong winds and rough seas. Many devastating hurricanes can hit our lives, no matter where we live or in what stage of life we find ourselves in. Something like hurricane cancer, or hurricane divorce, hurricane unemployment, hurricane coronavirus, hurricane depression, hurricane financial crisis, hurricane grade point average, hurricane child illness, hurricane whatever. I mean, what's your hurricane? If you had to put a name to your storm in life, what would the name of your hurricane be? And I'm sure you've wondered, where is Jesus in the midst of these storms. And you've probably asked the question many times, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus when the typhoon of devastating illness hits? Where is Jesus when the lightning strike of a loved one's death leaves you in shock? When you say, Lord, save me because I'm going to drown in this storm. Where are you, God, when the waves of death and destruction and doubt threaten to sink me? So where is it? Where is Jesus in the storms that you and I are facing? I believe he's with you. He's in the boat with you. And what he does is he invites you to turn from fear to faith. Not to panic in despair, but to have hope and faith in his presence in your life. To remember that he is ultimately in control. He reigns over chaos and the forces of evil. And he says, my grace is sufficient for you regardless of what circumstance you find yourself in. Have faith in me. I know that there are serious storms with memorable names in your life. And maybe you are afraid that the boat that you're in is going to sink. And I think that is understandable. I know you see the wind and you see the waves because I do too. And I know you are living through some hurricane storms and it seems like it's overwhelming. I've also at times felt like I'm going to go under and drown. That's when we need to believe in Jesus Christ and his resurrection power. Believe in God who says in Isaiah 43, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. So, what if we could focus our eyes not on the wind and the waves, but on Jesus instead? What if we could put our trust in the one whom the wind and the waves ultimately obey? When the ship is tossed, we can only think about doom. I think it's natural, but what if we can imagine the calm and the hope of a new beginning and a new creation? So listen, your faith in Jesus doesn't mean that you won't suffer. Jesus himself suffered and died while holding on to faith. Jesus is not going to remove every storm from your life. Your faith does mean, however, that you can trust Jesus to be with you in the storm. That you can know and believe that he is in the boat with you. And that you can trust him for your future, a future made possible by an empty tomb and the defeat of death. Do you still remember your baptism? You were baptized with what? With water. You were baptized with water in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, the water that can sometimes be a terrible storm is also a sign of new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the gospel and for the message of Jesus. And thank you for this reminder today that regardless of what we face in this life, that your Son is with us. He's with us in the boat. He's with us in the storm. And he has the power to bring dead calm to our lives, even in the midst of these terrible storms that we all face. I pray that your Spirit will constantly remind us of his presence in our lives and that we will truly not fear, but have faith in the power of the resurrected Christ. Lord, we know that there's suffering in this life. This is not heaven. And we know that we will encounter many different storms. And you may choose to take that storm away, or you may choose not to, but you will always be with us and give us your power and your strength to somehow get through it. Help us to focus on the future that is already assured in the one who conquered death, in your Son, Jesus. Amen.